There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
Hi, I'm Emily Tidd. I work for WayForward. I'm a PR person, and we are currently at E3 showing off our Shantae Half Genie Hero and the new DLC that's coming out in July, August, called The Queen's Revenge, I believe. I actually have to look that up because we've changed it like a few times, and we just came out with it. But it is it's with Risky Boots. It's the character that it's going to be based on.
Yeah, I was playing Shantae, that game for the Switch. It's a lot of fun. I love the art style and everything. So can you tell us a little bit about the story of the game?
The story of the game is that Shantae, and it happens in most of the Shantae games, actually. Shantae starts the story where she's at her home in Scuttletown, and she wakes up and she discovers that her town is under attack. And normally that is what gets the ball rolling on some kind of crazy story about who wants to take over the world, and she has to go and try to save it.
And how long they've been working on this project?
Specifically, this project was kickstarted back in 2013. So we've been working on it since 2013. We didn't really start the most of the hard work until after the Kickstarter had done. We just kind of did like a promotional thing to get it out there, be like, hey, this is what we want to do. And then we really started most of the work after the Kickstarter was done. I've actually heard from quite a few people that because we originally made this game for Wii U, PlayStation 4, Vita, the last gen, and we ported it to Switch recently. We've had lots of people that have reported, our QA team and people who've bought the game, that the portable version doesn't take a lot of battery power. It actually will last a really long time on the portable version, which is unlike a lot of the other Switch games that are out. So we're really excited about that, because Shantae overall has always been kind of a portable Nintendo game. And when we made this version, it was HD and we couldn't put it on the 3DS. So now we actually are back on another portable Nintendo, and we're really excited about it.
Are there any differences, changes, or maybe new features or anything new compared to the previous?
Currently, the Switch version has a rumble option to it, so it actually has like a kind of a vibration thing that happens. But other than that, it's the exact same game as everything else. All the DLC will come out at the same time as every other version of the game. Yeah.
And how excited are you, like, now finally release this as a portable version? Because everybody's so used to, the bigger consoles and stuff, especially from Nintendo. That's a whole new crowd that never even heard about this game.
Well, we actually started on Game Boy Advance. That was the very first Shantae game was on Game Boy Advance. Because it came out after the next generation had already started, it was kind of like a hidden gem of like a game system that not a lot of people were playing anymore. And then we had another game come out on the DSi, and then we had our last game came out on the 3DS. And so we were very much acquainted with like the portable system. So when we came out with this game, and most of them were on consoles, the only other portable version we had was on the Vita. We were kind of sad about it, but we wanted to go HD. We really wanted to try out this.
It looked great too on a Vita, right?
Yeah. Because originally we did Pixel. Like, it was all Pixel stuff. But recently, within the last few years, we actually did a game called DuckTales.
I remember DuckTales.
And we really enjoyed doing all the animation stuff for that, the backgrounds with the 3D environments. That's where we wanted to go with Shantae. But at the same time, if we went that direction, it wouldn't be able to fit on the 3DS. So we were really kind of sad about that. But then when they were like, the Switch is going to have a portable version, like, that's why we were like super excited about it.
Noticing that when I was playing, there was a couple of people just standing there looking to see what I was doing and stuff. Like, I could tell that there a lot of people were like kind of curious about the game. How's that feeling, like, especially now that this is like the first E3 that's open to the public, and there's people that never been here before and they're playing the game for the first time? And how's it been, the reaction so far?
We've had a lot of positive reaction to it. A lot of people, when we brought out Half Genie Hero, a lot of people hadn't even heard of the pixel generation that we had previously. And so we're really excited that the new graphics and the new design of it has really like drawn people in. Not only that, like lots of people that have been coming here that are completely new to coming to E3 are getting a chance to see something that they actually, a lot of them have seen DuckTales and they were like, I didn't know that other games were made like this. And so they're really excited to see that there's more games. And they happen to be Shantae, which is a cute girl with purple hair. You know what I mean? Like,
it's cute. So when and the release date for the game so far?
Well, currently Shantae Half Genie Hero is out. You can get it on PlayStation 4, PS Vita, Steam, Xbox, and Wii U. And then it was a few days ago that it came out on Switch. But the DLC that we have at the booth currently, where you get to play Shantae's arch nemesis, Risky Boots, doesn't come out until July, August.
And can you tell us a little bit about the DLC? I didn't ask any question about that.
The DLC is really cool because one of the major things behind Shantae is that she dances, and when she dances, she transforms into animals. And then you can use those new dance moves and new animals to go back into the game and do like kind of a Metroidvania kind of feel. You can go back to a level that you were previously at and discover something that you didn't know before via being able to transform into an animal, a new animal. But our last game on the 3DS was called Shantae and the Pirate's Curse, where Shantae lost her powers and she had to ask Risky Boots to help her out. And so Risky Boots gave her all this pirate gear. And everyone really loved that game because you got to use grappling hooks and flintlock pistols and scimitars and all that kind of stuff. And so when the new game came out, people were kind of like, oh, well, we really hope we get a chance to use the pirate gear again. And so that's what we're kind of providing people with, because now they can play Risky, so they can play with all the pirating stuff once again. So
thanks a lot, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. All right, thanks. This episode of Gamertag Radio is sponsored by Western Digital. With WD, you're now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you add the superior performance of a WD solid-state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speeds so you can boost your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with a reliable WD hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcasts, and more all in a single place. And for a limited time, Gamertag Radio listeners can get 20% off a WD solid-state drive with coupon code WDGTR. That's WDGTR. Find out more at WDC.com/GTR.
And here's the thing, Danny, about this deal that we have right now with Western Digital and their blue SSD drives and their SSHD drives. I have an SSD drive,
yep,
which allows me, gaming-wise, as a gamer, that's something you're going to want in your PC because it's going to allow you to get quicker load times. You're going to get, you know, access to everything you want in a snap. And then I also have an SSHD drive, which is a hybrid that has basically an SSD cache along with a standard hard drive. So I get load times quicker in that as well. Mm-hmm. And I have a 4 terabyte version. Been doing a lot of 4K game capture and I've been doing video editing. I need that storage. So again, if you want a great deal on some solid state hard drives, go to wdc.com/GTR. Use our coupon code WDGTR.